One of the top universities in the world was in my office this week, and I gave them a strategy. And in this episode, I'm going to give it to you.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey now. All right, I'm excited to be here behind the mic at Video Marketing Mastery for episode 142. Oh, I had such an awesome honor. One of the top universities in El Mundo was here in the office at Wirebuzz, and we had been working behind the scenes to detail out a strategy for them, and I'm going to give you that strategy in just a few moments. I want you to know about, I think actually this strategy can be repurposed for almost any business that has multiple persona groups. So let's talk about persona groups first, and like a persona group is if you've got different audiences, right? Different target customers. I guess that might be the easiest way to do it. If you're a university, those targets may be, those different personas may be students and parents and educators and donors, okay? Just that simple. Each one of those personas is looking for slightly different information. Wouldn't you agree? Now take this back one step. You may be saying to yourself, yeah, Todd, but this isn't relevant to me. We've got a business. It's not a school. Lift this thing up like a blueprint. Or if you had class like I had where they had one of those overhead projectors and you had a transparency that would be put on that overhead projector, lift this strategy up. If you've got multiple personas that your business is trying to target, trying to convince and convert with, then this strategy could work for you. So whenever you have multiple personas, they also have different attentions. And if you want to increase the attention, well, the biggest hack for limited attention is heightened relevancy. The more relevant your page is for that audience, the higher their focus, all right? So what I recommend is that you create a landing page that's a generic path for each of your personas. Let's say for the sake of discussion that you're a business and you've got four different persona groups, all right? You know the number better than I do. You could have two persona groups or you could have seven, but I'm going to take the number four because, well, I like the number four and I had to pick some number, but you have to modify this on your own, okay? You can do that. Your homepage is going to be a generic path that would be appealing to each of the four groups. Okay, that high level landing page needs to funnel each of your personas to their own landing page, right? Why? Because the more relevant your page is for that audience, the higher their focus. Now, it's not just for the page, but it's also video. The more relevant your video is to the person watching it, the higher their attention span is going to be. So you're going to have a homepage that at a high level is going to direct and funnel people onto their own persona landing page. So for the university, they've got a page for students that you get off of the homepage. They got a page for parents and educators and donors, all of them access off of the homepage, and they can flow then from the homepage onto their own landing page. And on that landing page, like for students, that's the page where students learn everything that is relevant to who? It's a pop quiz time. Yep, this is a pop quiz. Just when you thought this was going to be a sit back and let Todd babble on, no, no, I'm challenging your frontal lobe. Tell me right now, if that page is for students, the information on that page needs to be relevant to, yes, students. Good. That's exactly what it is, okay? And for each one of your personas, if you're selling a product and your product is for, let's say, B2B, then you've got a page that's devoted to a business-to-business that speaks in their right language. Let's say one of your personas is a stay-at-home mom And your product can also be used for stay-at-home moms that want to bedazzle shirts, and your product helps stay-at-home moms fancy up some clothing, then you're going to want a persona page that speaks directly to those stay-at-home moms, where they can learn everything that's relevant to stay-at-home moms about your product or service, all right? And that page is where you're going to, if you're a salesperson and you know you've got four personas and you're talking to a, let's say, a manufacturing facility that wants to bedazzle clothing, then you have to make sure that the language on there fits within the B2B vibe, right? And the page, the information on that page needs to start at the very top where that persona starts from. It has to be the conversation that is already playing out in that persona's mind when they come onto that page. And you need to start from the beginning, because if you start too far down the process, there's a disconnect. You got it? And I want to make sure that you don't disconnect and that you bring people, you bridge people with the story that's already playing out in their head, where they're arriving, and you bring them right through the thought process on that page. Now, how do we, as marketers, create optimized or ultimate attention? How do we maximize the attention? Well, I told you earlier, the biggest hack for a limited attention is heightened relevancy. And the more relevant your page is for the audience, the higher their focus. But you and I both know that people don't read anymore, right? And we all know, as a listener to this podcast, as a believer in marketing hacks, that video is the ultimate education tool. And when I say education tool, I mean in a business setting, B2B or B2C, it doesn't matter. And the reason video is the ultimate education tool is people don't read anymore. People are exhausted from reading. There's far too much reading going on in this world. When this university was in our conference room, and I'm pointing to the conference room through the studio right now, when they were in there, we were already talking their language because the university knows that their students don't want to read. And their parents are exhausted and they don't want to read. So the way you hack that is on that landing page and on the homepage, you create videos that are an overview video, right? So let's just talk about the homepage. On the homepage, you have a homepage explainer video. This is a high-level video that also funnels each of your personas to their own landing page. It gives the information, but also directs them to the page that's relevant to them. And then when you get to the landing page for that persona, not only do you have the page copy, but you have a video that also tells that story. Now, the video has to enter and start at the same place in the same storyline that that persona is starting from, or you've got a disconnect. So make sure when you create the page for that persona, that you also create the video at the same time. It should be written by the same person with the same sensibilities, because if not, if you have somebody else create the video that writes the page copy, what you've got are disconnected pieces, and your audience will have a disconnect when they go through it. They need to go hand in glove. They need to have the same tonality, the same sensibilities. They need to value the same data, right? And they need to bring the person through systematically through the awareness journey. Now, if you are a B2B product, it doesn't matter if it's B2C, please don't get hung up with that. Far too many people in marketing world forget that they're selling to a human. Humans make decisions the same ways, okay, through emotions. And we post-rationalize those purchase decisions with logic. So when I'm saying B2B, don't discount it and say to yourself, oh, well, he's not talking to me anymore. Just learn, right? So if you're selling a B2B product, then when the next time you talk to a business that could be interested in purchasing your product, don't send them a link to your homepage where they now have to navigate to get to their own landing page. Instead, send them a link to their own unique landing page where they can learn everything that is relevant to businesses that want to purchase your product, right? And that page should not be sales copy. That page should be written as if you're telling a story. And that story needs to start off, often in most cases, addressing the problem concerns that that audience is dealing with when they arrive there at the beginning. And the video needs to follow a very similar structure, okay? And then as you go down that page, I want to talk to you about what is the anatomy of the perfect page. I've touched on this a little bit, but I think it's important for you to understand. First of all pages, all websites, all microsites, all videos, all content creation needs to come through the lens of mobile first. Why? In Q3 of 2017, the research showed that 58% of all searches are happening on mobile devices. So that means the mobile device is your primary platform now. So don't screw that up. Don't start going old school and think you're going to be creating it for a majority of an audience that's going to be on a desktop or a laptop. No, people are on smartphones and mobile devices like tablets. That's your primary audience, right? Create for that. So you've got to have on this page, the copy has to be written slightly different for each persona, specific to them. You need to have a headline, and under that headline, you have to have some type of address the mission or the approach for solving it, right? Talk about the problem. Start with the problem. That is their point of reference. And then you need an overview video. Now, you may put the video above the problem, that's fine, but the video is virtually going to be the most valuable asset on the entire page. And the reason I know that for sure, and if you're in a team, you should hold your ground and make sure people realize that videos are 4 times more likely to be watched than the text is to be read. And the reason is people are lazy and you need to make it easy. Don't make it hard for people to learn about your product or service. Make it easy. The easier you make learning, the faster you make buying, right? That is the whole goal. Don't let anybody push you away from that. You should know that to be true. So that video needs to be up towards the top. Address the mission that you're solving for that persona, discuss the common mistakes, the pitfalls, the bad strategies, and towards the bottom of that page, I want you to think about validation, proving your claims to be true through the voice of one of your clients. Prove it, validate it. The way I like to do it is have some very limited text that tees up the video, and I want to tell a story. If you give me an unlimited budget in a perfect world, which I'm really just laying out the anatomy of a perfect page for you, for a persona, I want you to have a validation video that validates the claims that you made above, okay? So on that page, you could theoretically have 2 videos, not right next to each other. You don't mash them up into 1 video. Instead, you want to have that person as they're going down the page. They've read the title. They watched your overview video for that persona. They work down the page. They start reading about the common mistakes and the pitfalls and the bad strategies. Then you validate the claim. And then, and only then, do you show the validation video, which could also be called a customer testimonial story. A testimonial video, as you've heard me say, they suck. People don't want to watch it. That is your client pushed up against a wall, and they have their back up against the wall. And what's happening? They're like, I bought this product and it worked well for me and all that good stuff. People don't watch that. What they watch are stories. So get that person on camera. Have them tell their story. And then shoot some supportive B-roll that shows them interacting with your product, shows them creating something amazing, solving their problem or their pain. Whatever that may be, yours is going to be unique to you. And drop a little bit of a music bed. Use that B-roll to take people on a journey. People will sit through it. Your attention rate will go all the way through to the end. If you know how to tell a compelling story, it'll do amazing things for your product or service. But most importantly, it'll validate your claim through the mouth of a third person, your customer, which is identical to the person in relationship, the persona of the person that you're trying to convince and convert that's going through that page. Then a frequently asked questions section. That frequently asked questions are really, those are the questions that people are going to ask that may not have been resolved, but you know they come up all the time. Address them. And then a miscellaneous section of any other information or key ideas or links to resources. That is the anatomy of a perfect product page that's going to have an overview video on the top, down towards the bottom section, a validation customer testimonial video. And you will see amazing things happen when you do that. Make sure they're all written at the same time. You can do the validation video later, but you still have to make sure that the person that creates that video understands the sensibility of that persona that you're trying to target. What are their pain? What are their problems? How does your product or service solve it? How does your product and service make their life better? The person in that testimonial video is the hero. It's not you. It's not your salesperson. It's not your CEO. Sorry. And that video, your product is not the hero. Your product or your service is the solution that they found. And if you provide a service, you could be the mentor in there, but you are not the hero. All right? Because it's not about ego, it's about relatability. And the quicker people relate, the quicker they start ingesting the information, believing, nodding their head, and wanting to buy. And I want it to be that simple. So that is the blueprint of the strategy that we provided for the university. And of course, they gave us the deal. We landed it. We crushed it. Now we go into contract phase. Off the top of my head, Baylor University, Emory University, and I won't mention this one until we sign the deal. Marcus Krieg is Skyping me. We have a client strategy meeting that I've got to get to, so I know that's coming up. But in the interest of full disclosure, I've got a lot of really cool information that I'm excited to be sharing with you. The what's happening in digital marketing, the news and information that's playing out is really, really cool. Let me give you a little bit out of marketing land. After taking away demographic data from sensors last week, YouTube is giving back and expanding its list of features for creators who film live stream videos. Live streaming will now include chat replay, automatic English captions, location tags, and IFT. If this, then that technology integrated into the Super Chat monetization tool. With the newly launched chat replay, live chats that happen during a broadcast will show up alongside replays of the video exactly as they appeared. This will be on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/142. Here's what I like about this. You know that when YouTube rolls out live streaming, they wanted to provide chat replay and live chats. They wanted to provide it when they rolled out the first time, right alongside the replays. So you could watch the conversations that were happening in real time. And with most products, when you launch with what is called an MVP. So what does that stand for? Minimally viable product. We all have to do it. Every technology that I've built for clients, or I'm building one for us right now, MVP is what you launch with, a minimally viable product. And then down the road, and only then, do you add in the next iteration, you roll out more bells and more whistles. Marketing Land goes on to say, also in the coming weeks, live stream videos will have the option to include automatic English captions powered by live automatic speech recognition technology. So why is YouTube, Google providing automatic captions in English? Because YouTube's algorithm is designed to help Google index videos, and that's one of the ways Google knows what the live streaming videos are about so it can index it. Also in marketing land, good on you, marketing land. Way to step into the video space. Yo, yo, it's good to see you arriving. I used to be a frequent marketing land speaker at their conferences around the country. And I was like the only person ever talking about video. And I would be that annoying guy that would be in the back of the room waving their hand in a conference, in a session about blogging, about how great blogging is. And I'd go, but does the blog get better if you add a video? And they would, nobody would know. And I would just be that baby Ruth floating around in the marketing land punch bowl. You know, nobody wants to be the baby Ruth in the punch bowl. Hey, look, if that information is valuable to you, how you can use that basic template. And what I'll do is I'll put this on the show notes page, all right? On wirebuzz.com/142, you're going to get a basic overview of what I showed the university, okay? I'm not going to modify it for your business. You're smart enough to figure that out. But I will show you what the page, how that thing's structured and what you should have and how you should move people from your homepage to landing pages by persona. Because the more relevant that page is to each one of your target personas, your different customer groups, the higher the relevancy, the higher the level of attention span engagement, and the faster your conversions will be. And ultimately, that's all we're doing. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, and we know, Lord knows, it was valuable to a university, a major one that was just in here, that said yes. If it's valuable to your business, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, hit the subscribe button, and leave a really solid rating and review. I read each and every one, and send it to a friend if you're rooting for somebody else and you want them to know about how to do things the right way. My goal is to always tell you where digital marketing is going next, what's coming up down the road. There's a reason I've been 3 to 5 years ahead of the industry and consistently provide that for my clients. And you have that opportunity with this podcast. If you want to know how to use video to generate a return on investment, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com. And on that site, I will teach you my 5-part secrets to guaranteeing your video projects generate an ROI. Yours truly, I will teach that to you. Go to wirebuzz.com/ROI to get access to that 5-part video based mini course. And if you want to see the Todd Hartley speaker reel, if you want to learn about having me come to speak to your organization or even come speak at a conference, well, I have my own speaker page, toddhartley.com, T-O-D-D-Y-O-Y-O, that's me, T-O-D-D, Hartley, H-A-R-T-L-E-Y.com. And there's a good 7-minute highlight reel on teaching my secrets for using the power of video to move people through a buyer's journey and get them to buy at faster rates. And I teach it all in 1 hour. All right, peace out, peace out. A great episode. Share it with a friend, anybody you root for. And if you've got any questions, and thank you all so much for sending them to me, I absolutely love them. Send them my way. I'll include them in a podcast. If they're relevant, I'll create a video post. And if you aren't following me on LinkedIn, you are missing out. Twitter's another place. Every day, I'm giving you little tidbits that can make you a better marketer. So the goal remains the same. You in your office, for your clients, your boss, your product or service, you a better video marketing master.